Welcome to the great outdoors of South Dakota. God damn it, where the insects are really fucking annoying today. Duh flies. Speaking of annoying, there's PayPal. So I tried to get my money out of my PayPal the other day. This has been over a week ago now. And yeah, as you go to sign in, oh, we're not sure that it's you. Yeah, you never are. Great, so we got to go through this. So the verify your phone number, you know, we'll send the thing, the code to your phone number. Okay, great. Except that the phone number that is associated with that account is my old flip phone number. I don't have that number anymore. So I got to change my fucking phone number. So it's great. So you go in, I'm going to need to change my contact info, right? Because I don't have the phone. And I go through the thing and it won't let me fucking do it. So I'm like, great. So I call this chick up. I call the fucking helpline. So now I gotta waste my time calling people on the phone because we can't do shit on the internet because the internet doesn't work, of course. And god damn it, fly. Seriously, get the fuck away from me. And I call up the number and I get this chick who, of course, doesn't speak English because she's from India, where all tech support happens because we're a service-based economy. And we go through the thing, and she starts asking me all these bizarre questions. I have to verify who you are. All right. So she starts asking me all these questions, like, tell me which one of these companies you are associated with. And then she's lists off, like, four corporations. And then the last answer is none of the above. I'm like, none of the above. And we go through this routine for, like, six questions where she's asking me these things like, which of these people do you know? And I don't know any of these people. And I'm thinking to myself, how in the fuck would they even know the answer to these questions? And then finally she gets this, the final, I think it was question number six, the final, because this is when I put the kibosh on it. She's like, what year did you buy your property in Florida? And I'm like, look, I don't have any property in Florida. And I asked her, I said, where are you getting these questions from? Say, well, these are the questions you answered when you created your security questions. I mean, no, they're not. I've never answered these questions before. This is not a thing. So she said, well, I cannot verify you are you, so therefore I cannot change your phone number. I'm like, you can't change my phone number. Great. Well, and then she says, this is fascinating to me. She says, what you can do is you can create a new PayPal account with the same phone number, not the same phone number, a new PayPal account with the same email address as the previous PayPal account. Now I'm thinking, I don't know if I've never tried this before, but it seems to me usually if you go to any website on the planet or even off the planet and you try to create an account with an email address where you already have an account there, it's going to tell you you can't do that because you already have an account. But she's telling me I can create a new account with the same email address. And then she's going to transfer the money from my current account that I can't change the phone number on to the new account. I'm like, okay. And so I have to go do this? I have to go create this account and say, well, yes. I'm like, look, I don't have time for this right now. So I gave up on that, but that was just bizarre. Okay, so then, days later, when I'm like, all right, I got to get my money out of there because somebody paid me to do a podcast and sent me a bunch of stuff about women, because yes, all women are like that. And I got to get my money so I could do the podcast, which I haven't done yet, but I got the money, so it's going to happen. I did get the money. Spoiler, I got the money. Spoiler, this podcast is also going to be heavily edited. Though, if I edit it, you won't know that. Why did I tell you that? Because I'm going to take out bits of silence and stuff like that for reasons. Why? Great one, reasons. Because there's going to be silence. So anyhow, I call back, and I'm talking to some other woman in India who doesn't speak English, and I may or may not play to you in this podcast parts of this phone call because I recorded it. Because after the first one, I thought, okay, let me record this disaster. This one was, shockingly enough, less of a disaster. So this time, she cannot speak English. So how may I help you? I said, well, I can't get into my account, phone number, yada, yada, yada. And she said, well, I can change your phone number, but let me give you a short version, because I may just play this. I want to know, too, if you can understand half of what she's saying. So they could change my phone number, but it will take 48 hours for the change to take place. So she's like, I can change your phone number, but it takes 48 hours to do something. And so you don't try to log into your account for at least 48 hours, otherwise it'll fuck things up. And I'm just thinking to myself, how in the hell does it take 48 hours to change my phone number in a computer database? Like, once again, if I got on the internet and said the word nigger, how long would it take, you know, to find me? But changing my phone number in a database takes 48 hours. God, our society, we're just so fucked. So meanwhile, let's talk about James Bond. So I finished No Time to Die. Oh my God, it was terrible. So when the movie came out, I remember people saying, well, the new 007 is going to be a black woman. And so technically, at this point, the new 007 is a black woman because James Bond dies at the end of the movie. And of course, this black chick was 007. And because of the continuity in the Daniel Craig series of Bond movies, not really sure what this means for the franchise. Because I don't do Hollywood gossip, so I don't know what the hell's going on, but this makes me wonder. Okay, are there going to be no new James Bond movies? Or are they going to do more Bond movies and they are going to have somebody? Well, I did hear that this was Daniel Craig's last film, which I guess makes his character died. So, yeah, this would be his last one. But the question is, do they bring it back with a different actor? And if they do bring it back with a different actor, will it be the black woman or will it be a white man? I don't know, and given the quality of the recent Bond films, I don't think I care. Because there's nothing left there from what James Bond used to be. So that was brutally disappointing, like pretty much everything else. Where's my list? I have notes here. What else did I want to talk about? That was Bond. What is this chicken scratch? Movies. Something World. Oh, History of the World. Mel Brooks, History of the World, Part 1. You know, it was okay. If you like Mel Brooks' style of humor, it's worth watching. If you don't, it's not that great that if you're not into comedies and such as that, I would not say, hey, you should go watch this. It had some funny stuff in it. He made fun of the Jews. It was okay. The other thing about No Time to Die, other than the fact that, much like the Spectre movie, it was really kind of unmemorable. Was that I told you guys about the 50-year-old single mother that he had one-itis for. And of course, when Bond first meets her in the movie, finds out she's a single mother, she says, well, the kid isn't yours. And then later on, as the movie progresses, we find out that, oh wait, the kid actually is his. Or at least she says the kid is his. I mean, there was no paternity test performed, of course. Now, did she say the kid was his so she could get, like, additional welfare benefits or something like that? Because, you know, James Bond works for the government. If it's his kid, then they probably will force him to pay some child support or something. I don't know. It was just, God, it was so boring. It was so uninteresting. So let's talk about my quest for breakfast, because this might get my blood pressure up a little bit. So far, I'm just very relaxed right now. I mean, I'm not very passionate about how much this James Bond movie sucked, because, I mean, again, it was my diversities. You know, Felix Leiter was a black man. The new 007 is a black woman. Q is white guy, but he's homosexual. It was bad. There's nothing here I can really get too excited about. It was just bad. Meanwhile, the other morning, I decided to go on a quest for some breakfast. Like, actually, breakfast in the morning, because I don't normally eat before 11. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to go check out. I found this breakfast place. I stumbled across it. I saw them on the Insta-thought. And I went to their website, which here's something I've noticed about here in Rapid City. Virtually none of these businesses have websites. I mean, it's kind of weird to me. Because I, like, in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, you'd hear about a business, especially something like a restaurant. Go search on the internet, you'd find their website. Around here, there's so many businesses I hear about them. It's like a restaurant, a brewery, whatever. And they have no website. You Google search them, you get shit on Yelp, you know, or whatever, but they have no website. I wonder if there's a business opportunity there, and more importantly, if it's something I'd want to take advantage of. That's the thing. Just because there's an opportunity doesn't mean I want to do it. I mean, I have opportunities to bang fat women. Doesn't mean I want to do it. So here's a couple of things to think about. If you had guns, and as we all know, the Great One doesn't have any guns because he lost all of his guns in a boating accident. It was very tragic. He has a lot of ammunition, but he doesn't have any firearms to fire the ammunition. He just collects the ammunition for the fun of it. But if you had firearms and you were going to practice, if your firearms just have the standard metal sights, which are black, you should make it a point, because here's the thing, you go and you buy these targets at the store, right? And the target has got the silhouette of a man. Well, and it's white, because shooting white people is okay. But seriously, it's white. It's white paper with a silhouette on it, right? So you've got your standard issue rifle, pistol, whatever type of firearm you have. And when you point it at that, you've got these black metal sights against a white background. So it's easy to see how your sights are aligned against the white target. Well, in reality, when the Civil War comes, or whatever kind of, if it's either a civil war, the race war, you know, whatever kind of war it is, the Wuhan war, when the war comes, the thing you have to keep in mind is that most of the people, and I use the term people loosely, that we are going to be shooting at are going to be either wearing black clothing because the anti-faggots think that wearing black is cool because they're actually just a bunch of loser-ass goths, or they're going to be black. You know what I mean. And so you're going to be aiming at a target that's black and trying to line up a black forward sight and a black rear sight against a black background. So all I'm saying here is that if you had firearms, you know, because I don't, if you had firearms and you were going to go and train with your firearms, you want to train under conditions that simulate the conditions under which you will be utilizing the firearms. And that means you want to shoot at black targets, and you want to shoot at targets that are the size of a person's face. You will know that you have achieved a level of proficiency with these firearms that you don't have when you can hit 5 black targets the size of a man's face with 5 bullets. How far away? See, that's a legit question. It's mostly going to be urban combat. You know, now if you got your place out in the country, in that case, you're gonna want a good rifle, a sniper rifle, and a scope. You're not gonna be shooting people approaching your homestead, because your homestead is on a hill, and the field around it is cleared, so you have fields of fire. Or at the very least, if your homestead's not on the top of a hill, it's in a big open field. So you have open fields all around you, so you can see everything coming in. And for that, you have a sniper rifle with a scope. We're not fucking around with an AK-47, you know, with just iron sights. Okay, so you should be able to do what I'm talking about right now, theoretically, of course, because you don't have any firearms. You should be able to do this at, oh, how far away is that? About 15 meters. 15 meters or less. Now, if you could do it farther out, that's great. But again, urban combat, it's going to be mostly close quarter shit. You also want to make sure you can do this from the prone position, the kneeling position, and the standing position. So anyhow, breakfast. The great one goes in search of breakfast. He wants to try out some fucking breakfast. Saw this place on the Instagram. Claims they have waffles. Great one wanted to find some fucking waffles. Hopefully some decent waffles. Especially since the waffles back in the People's Republic of Fort Collins have now officially gone to shit over at Waffle House. So the great one goes to this place. Their website was there, but it was very sketchy on any details. So the great one goes to this place. He's going to take a chance because he's stupid. Because he expected, you know, competency or something. So I go in the place, and it looks like a coffee shop. There is no hostess. There are no waitresses. There is no table service. And there's no menu of food, like, obviously being presented. So I'm standing there. It's like, I see what looks like a coffee shop. Like your typical fucking coffee shop. And according to their website, they have this extensive menu. So I'm going in here expecting table service, a sit-down and eat food experience. But that is clearly not what is available. So I'm looking around and I'm trying to decipher, do you just go to the counter to order food? Well, if you do that, where's the menu? And after 15 seconds or so, I came to the realization that, look, if I come to your fucking establishment, and I'm coming in your establishment to give you money, if it takes me more than 15 seconds to figure out how to give you money, I'm leaving. Say I go to a website. I want to buy something on a fucking website. I'm only going to look for the button where I add the thing to my cart and then check out. I'm only going to look for that for so long. And I'm going to go away. So after 15 seconds, I was done. I couldn't figure out where the menu was so I could order the food. So I said, you know what? I'm out of here. I went with plan B. I had a plan B. So there's this other restaurant downtown. It seems to be pretty popular because I see people standing outside of it waiting for a table on a regular basis, especially on weekends. Drove past there, what was it, Sunday morning coming back from the gym. I drove past and, I mean, there were like 30 people standing outside waiting for a fucking table. So I said, this is my plan B. I'm going to go over, I'll check that out. I'll have a look at it, see how that is. So I go over there, there's no line. I get in, well, there is a little bit of a line, but I was by myself, so I was like, she's got the little hostess girl, who is actually fairly cute, says, well, there's an empty place at the bar if you want to do that. Normally, I don't like sitting at the bar in the restaurant, but this time I said, fuck it, I'll do it. Because at this point, I just wanted to get some fucking food. You know, insect repellent actually works sometimes. It's working today. Repel insect repellent Sportsman Max. This shit has actually been keeping the bugs off. I'm talking about that because I'm reapplying it right now because I just had a bug attack me, which tells me it's time for more chemicals to be sprayed onto my skin. Because that's healthy. Somebody sent me an email because I was talking about the tea. Which I went to the leftist Happy Lucky's tea shop on the internet and ordered my fucking tea. Shockingly enough, ordering the tea from them on the internet was amazingly easy and efficient. Once again, you right-wingers, you talk all this shit. How come you guys can't fucking accomplish anything? We'll talk about that some more when I have the information in front of me. Or maybe I'll talk about it out here. I don't know, because I don't really need the information. We're going to talk about that, too. I'm going to fucking rip you guys a new asshole, you fucking conservative cucks and all this other shit. Oh, we're busy working. No, you're busy fucking off. That's what you're doing. So anyhow, the leftist tea shop had a website that was astonishingly easy to navigate, find exactly the teas I want, add them to my cart, and pay for them without creating an account. I did not have to create an account in order to order shit. It was fucking fantastic. So I'm at Plan B restaurant with a cute hostess, and I sit down at the bar, and the overweight woman behind the bar, who is not attractive, you know, how you do it, she sits down a glass of water, and she sits down a little piece of paper. And on the paper is a QR code. And I look at it. And I look up at her. And I don't know exactly what my expression looked like, but the result of the I didn't say a word, I just looked at her. The result of my expression was that she turned around, grabbed the actual fucking printed menu, and put it in front of me. And I said, thank you. Here's another one. If I come into your fucking establishment and you give me a QR code, I'm leaving. Guys, get a fucking menu. I'm not going to haul out my fucking... how much of the work can you foist? You can't provide me with a menu. I got to get out my phone, scan your QR code, use my fucking bandwidth on my phone to go look at your menu and fucking, you know, peer at the screen and scroll your fucking menu up and down. Give me a goddamn menu. A printed menu doesn't cost that much money, okay? If your fucking menu... what you serve doesn't change, print some fucking nice menus. If it changes a lot, get some fucking printer paper at Walmart and a goddamn printer and just print disposable menus. But no, I am not looking at a fucking QR code. I don't give a shit about my Wuhan and, you know, once again, this shit, guys, nobody on your wait staff washes their fucking hands the entire time they're at work. They pick up my fucking drink glass by the top, putting their dirty fingers all over the glass where I'm going to put my lips. Do not fucking tell me that you're concerned about me getting a disease, okay? That is pure fucking bullshit. You're doing this because, I mean, next thing you know, you go in a restaurant, you're going to have to, like, walk to the kitchen to get your own food. And one day you'll go in there and you'll have to wash your own dishes. They're just foisting more and more of their fucking duty. That what they're supposed to be doing in exchange for my money. I'm not going to a restaurant to pay money in exchange for having food brought to me. If I have to figure out how to order the food, I'm going somewhere else. If I have to use a QR code and look at my cell phone to fucking look at your fucking menu, I'm going somewhere else. I am paying you. I'm doing my Tommy Loren impersonation. I am paying you for catering to me. I'm not paying you for the privilege of figuring out how your system works. Fuck. This is why I don't have any fucking firearms, because if I did, I'd probably go into a place like this and just shoot everybody except for the cute hostess. Here's an interesting observation for you from Rapid City. So we have two Walmarts here, one on the north side, one on the south side. And I've been told from various sources that the one on the north side is like the white trash Walmart and the one on the south side is the better Walmart. And I've been to both here and there, and it's there's subtle differences. But the other day, I needed some stuff, so I go to the north side because I was closer to that one at the time. And one of the things I needed was shaving cream. So I go to the section, you know, where that kind of shit is. I'm going depth and up and down the aisles, and I'm circling around. You know, it's like a fucking hooker looking for a John. I'm going around and around and around and around and around. I can't find any shaving cream. I'm like, all right, look, how does Walmart not have shaving cream? And then I go all the way to the very end of that section of stuff. And the shaving cream is behind a counter that has an attendant behind it. So to get the shaving cream, you have to go up to the attendant and ask for the shaving cream. And there's a line of three people waiting to talk to the attendant behind the counter that the shaving cream is hidden away behind. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is shaving cream now a controlled substance? I don't remember it being like this at the other Walmart. It was never like this at any Walmart I've been. So anyway, I'm not gonna stand in line behind three people to get some shaving cream, because I have shaving cream at home, because I don't wait until the last minute. When you open a can of shaving cream, that's when you buy another can of shaving cream, so that when the shaving cream runs out, you have another can on standby, right? It's like you don't wait until you're on your last roll of toilet paper, well, unless you're 87% of the population, and that's why there's a run on toilet paper whenever you have a fake pandemic. So anyway, it's like I don't need shaving cream right now. I just need shaving cream in the near future. So the next time I'm on the south side, I swing by the Walmart there, I stroll in, there's the shaving cream right there fucking sitting out where it's supposed to be on a goddamn shelf. You pick it up, you put it in your cart, you go pay for it. Like, why is shaving cream behind a counter? Like, what is going on with shaving? Like, I remember going to the Walmart in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, and I'm looking for the canned air. I can't find any canned air. And I asked the girl, I said, do you know where canned air is at? You know, over in the computer electronics area. It's like, oh yeah, we got it behind the counter. I'm like, why do you have it behind the counter? It's like, because kids huff on it. I'm like, oh Christ. So I mean, what? Are kids in the poor part of Rapid City, are they huffing on shaving cream and getting high? Like, what is that? Last one you heard was called One Shot, One Kill. So then, the other morning, during these glorious 4 days off that I've had, where I have not drank any alcohol, I've still made it with no booze. Today is the last day. Today is Monday. It's the last day where I said I won't drink any alcohol. Just the number of times yesterday I started walking to the whiskey bottle, and it's like, oh shit, I'm not drinking. Whoa, kemosabe. So I'm listening to the biggest problem with Dick Masterson and Vito, the big fat liberal faggot from YouTube. And I hate Vito just about as much as I hated Maddox. But like Maddox, Vito is occasionally right. And Vito brought in two problems that I completely agree with. One of them was, you know, the myth of the noble savage. He's talking about how people think that the Indians, he's brought in some tweet from some stupid woman, well, a woman on Twitter, where she tweeted that before white people came to North America, there was no rape on this continent. Because yes, Indian men didn't rape. Ever. It didn't exist. Rape did not happen until white men came to North America. But Vito was ripping on all this, you know, and Vito reminded me of something. I knew this. It's one of those things that I knew, but I forgot I knew it. There's the one Indian tribe that they would torture people by doing things like cutting off their eyelids and burying them in the dirt up to their neck and all this other stuff. But the torture was one thing, but the most fascinating part of it that Vito reminded us of was that the people in the tribe who did the torture, who were in charge of the torture, were the women. And it's like, yeah, of course they are, because once again, you know, women are going to, you know, women would cut the head off a puppy to get an abortion. Women will do whatever the fuck it takes to ensure their own survival. That includes torturing other people. And so this mythology of, oh my God, the Indians were pure until the white man showed up. And this mythology of women are pure. You know, look, guys, the Garden of Eden, let's do this. Have I done this already? I was going to do this. Well, you know, I should save this. I should save this for when I finish off talking about, what's her name's book about Kingdom of Needle and Bone. So I'm going to save Garden of Eden for that. Because, again, it's just the nature of women. Walkabout. I did a walkabout 2 mornings ago. I've been meaning to do that for a while. Because I've been in downtown Rapid City and wandered around and do shit, but I still don't know it that well. You know, not like I know, say, for example, downtown in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, where I was there, of course, for 20 fucking years, so you get to know it. So anyhow, I went down early in the morning when it was still cool outside. It's been hot here lately. I don't know what it is right now, but the sun is blazing. The sweat is in my eyes. So, I mean, if you had weapons, if you hadn't lost all of your weapons in a boating accident like I did, if you had weapons and you were going to practice using them to shoot small targets the size of people's faces that are black, you would also want to do that outside in the hot-ass sun with sweat running into your eyes because you want to simulate the conditions under which you're going to fight as best you can. So I went downtown and I did a walkabout and I walked all the streets like a streetwalker. I walked all of the east-west streets just looking at everything and seeing what I could see. And I discovered a couple of places I didn't know existed, found a restaurant that I might try. They got a sign outside that says they have waffles. I don't know. Maybe they'll have table service. Maybe I'll go in and they'll have a place where I could sit down at a table and maybe somebody, it possibly even a cute waitress, I'm not going to bet money on it, but it is possible, a cute waitress might even bring me a printed menu from which I could subsequently order some food. And I could have the food brought to me. I could eat the food. The food might even be good. And at the conclusion of this, I would exchange some cuck bucks for all of these services that are rendered. I mean, it's possible. So I did that, discovered a couple of bars I didn't know existed that I think might be worth going to check out. I need to take my ass over to the VFW sometime, see how that is. Anyway, next time when I have some time off and it's not a gym morning, I'm going to go do a walkabout. I'm going to do all the north-south streets and see what I discover there.